Science is a way of asking and answering questions about the physical universe. It is not simply a set of facts or a catalogue of answers, but rather a process for conducting an ongoing dialogue with our physical surroundings. Like any human activity, science is enormously varied and rich in subtleties. Nevertheless, there are a few basic steps that, taken together, can be said to comprise the scientific method. If our goal is to learn about the world, the first thing we have to do is look around us and see what's there. This statement seems obvious to us in our technological age, yet throughout much of history, learned men and women rejected the idea that you can understand the world simply by observing it. Some Greek philosophers living during the Golden Age of Athens argued that one cannot understand the true nature of the universe by trusting to the senses. The senses lie, they would have said. Only the use of reason and the insights of the human mind can lead us to true understanding. In his famous book, The Republic, Plato compared human beings to people living in a cave, watching shadows on a wall, but unable to see the objects causing the shadows. In just the same way, he argued, observing the physical world will never put us in contact with reality, but will doom us to a lifetime of wrestling with shadows. Only with the eye of the mind can we break free from illusion and arrive at the truth. In the Middle Ages in Europe, a similar frame of mind was to be found, but with a devout trust in received wisdom, replacing the use of human reason as the ultimate tool in the search for truth. There is a story about a debate in an Oxford college on the question of how many teeth a horse has. One learned scholar got up and quoted the Greek scientist Aristotle on the subject, and another learned scholar quoted a theologian, St. Augustine, to put forward a different answer. Finally, a young monk at the back of the hall got up and noted that since there was a horse outside, they could settle the question by looking in its mouth. At this point, the manuscript states, the assembled scholars fell upon him, smote him hip and thigh, and cast him from the company of educated men. As both of these examples illustrate, many distinguished thinkers have attacked the problem of learning about the physical world without actually making observations and measurements. These approaches are not, however, the methods of science, nor did they produce the kinds of advanced technologies and knowledge that we associate with modern societies.